Children and adolescents are being exposed to a lot of e-cigarette advertising, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports. And that's not a good thing, says Enid Neptune, a lung expert and anti-tobacco advocate at Johns Hopkins.
A significant proportion of young people have exposure to advertising and marketing by e-cigarette companies. There's a direct connection between the exposure to advertising and the adoption of use of tobacco-related products. It's clearly demonstrated, given the stratospheric increase in the use of e-cigarettes, that is commensurate with the increased exposure to the advertising. Policies have to be implemented to limit the advertising and the marketing to this vulnerable population.
Neptune hopes that efforts to stem both the wealth of advertising and the rate of adoption will slow once the FDA steps in. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.